Welcome to MJOTA Talks. I'm your host, Irving Jean-Baptiste, and along with me is
Carlos Ginsburg.
Indeed.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of MJOTA Talks. We have a variety of great topics for you today. You know, like we always do, we like to, you know, talk about things that, you know, we feel are important to be addressed in the community. One such topic is youth and abortion. We're going to cover that briefly.
Before we talk about that, I think the most important topic for everyone here is peace.
Yes. Because everyone has piercings.
Everyone has piercings. My grandmama has 3 piercings in 1 ear.
Really?
Actually, yes. They go up the side of her ear. It's great. She has a diamond and then a pink diamond. I think a pearl that she sometimes wears. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's like 70, 80-something years old. And she's, you know, old granny. Got a lot of piercings. Fun.
Impressive.
Yes, it is.
Impressive. All right. All right, so that's another topic we're going to be covering. We are also, I'm going to speak briefly on things that are going on in the local hip-hop scene. We are also going to cover a very unfortunate occurrence. The great Whitney Houston has passed away yesterday. And we're going to talk about that briefly and, you know, just have a brief moment of silence for her. Towards the end of the show, we're also going to cover hot dog vendors.
What's the beef? Lighten things up, you know?
Indeed. Once again, this is MJOTA Talk. So let's get right into it. Let's start talking about our first topic. Youth and abortion.
Babies having babies.
Babies having babies. It's becoming a very common theme among our youth, especially in Philadelphia. And, you know, I know Philadelphia has the highest adolescent birth rate, right?
Yeah. I think at least in the tri-state.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's becoming a problem. I know last episode we talked about condoms. In my personal opinion, why I feel like lifestyle condoms specifically. That's right, lifestyle. I'm putting that whole company on blast. I do feel like I felt like lifestyle condoms are the reason why the adolescent pregnancy rate continues to rise. It's just due to how, you know, unpleasurable they are, and things like that. The reasons for kids to feel like, well, this feels bad, so
you
I'm not going to use it anymore.
Personal vendetta against lifestyle condoms.
No, yes,
you really hate them.
Yeah,
with a burning, fiery passion.
I don't like them. burning, fiery passion. Oh man, but
there's the thing that broken or unused condoms lead to, which is pregnancy, and there's the choice that pregnancy leads to, which is,
and that's the topic today, is abortion.
I look at the topic of abortion is a bore, son. I mean, you know, you talk about it, you think about it, but there's one thing that it boils down to, and it's personal belief.
Absolutely. I think it's, at the end of the day, it's all about how you were raised, what you value in life that determines whether or not you go through with an abortion. It's a decision that I feel like shouldn't even be left up to kids that are having kids now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tough decision. It's like, do I want to end this life? Do I want to give it life? And, you know,
I don't know. Keep your laws off my body, Irv. Keep your laws off my body.
But no, I'm just saying, like, it's a tough thing for someone of, it seems like, what's the rate now? You're finding a lot of 14, maybe 15, 16-year-old girls that are getting pregnant. It's like, at 16, you shouldn't have to make that decision as to whether or not, whether or not to give birth and have to raise a child or take a child's life.
I think part of what it's about is birth is a process. Giving life to something. If your life is, you know, barely just started, can you feel comfortable with making the choice to give or take life or something? I think that's something a lot of young people don't expect to have to think about when they, you know, have a broken condom or something like that.
Exactly. And so, it's definitely something that I think it's something to think about, you know.
I have a friend who, for her own personal reasons, really, really wants to have a kid at the moment. And I remember for a long time she was, she was baiting men into sleeping with her so that she could try to get pregnant. And I'm not saying that I judge her actions in any sort of way. But it's, you know, kind of odd that that she's so young, yet she just doesn't understand what she's doing.
Exactly. Like, why grow up so fast? We're supposed to try to enjoy our youth, right? You know, that's the goal. I mean, and that's scary for someone at her age to...
18.
She's 18. And that's really, like, that's... At 18, most 18-year-olds are thinking about either going to school or working or trying to move out. They're thinking about things like that. Mm. They shouldn't be thinking about, wow, I really want a child right now.
Well, no, I think that's the wrong, not the wrong way to come at it, per se, but I think that we should think of it as more of a, we should try to strengthen the preventatives of the pregnancy itself rather than think about the choice of whether or not to keep it. I think, you know, this goes back to the condom issue, morning after pill, all those kinds of preventative methods.
That can be used.
Although these are people who are not expecting kids who would be using morning after pill, that kind of thing. I think for people who are, you know, going out and trying to have babies, it's a different story altogether. And it really does boil down to what a woman wants.
That's the truth.
I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, no, you're right. And at the end of the day, like, it's a woman's body. You know, it's her body at the end of the day. What she wants to do with it is fully, completely up to her, you know, and, like, that's that.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned my friend who was trying very hard to get pregnant, because if she does manage to get pregnant and, you know, this man finds out that he's having a baby with her, it's, you know, he's the one who made love. It's his choice. But, I mean, I don't think he would know that he was having this baby for a long time. That's interesting. Would he find out? Would somebody find out if somebody wanted to get pregnant and then felt like keeping it?
Of course.
Really up to the people.
Absolutely. You know, and these are things to think about. You know, I know of a person who is in a situation. Now, this is from a male point of view. I just want to bring this out to get your, you know, opinion on this. Mm-hmm. Situation is, him and his girlfriend, you know, had a whole incident. They were together. They, you know, they broke up not too long ago. He recently found out she was pregnant.
Ooh.
Exactly. Aha. Now, here's the next thing. Now, he wanted to... He didn't necessarily want to... Not to say keep the baby, but he's not really for abortion. For himself. For, like, you know, if... Like, you know what I mean? It's one of those situations where it's like... If I think if they were still dating after the fact, like, that all this happened...
If the relationship...
Yeah, if the relationship had continued, I feel like he probably... There was a better chance of that baby being born. But because he told her, he said, you know what, it's your body. I can't be the one. And he's like, I want you to really think about this because I'd rather you not have an abortion, but it's up to you. Mm-hmm. She goes ahead and has the abortion anyway. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's heartbroken. And you know, like, what's your take on that?
I would want to get inside this person's head and find out why he was so committed to wanting to have this woman at such a young age.
It's just, I don't know. I think, all right, let me be the devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. I think what it is he just doesn't want, he's not about taking a life.
Okay. So
it's a belief thing. It's a morality thing.
All right.
And I think that's what goes into it.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, you can have those beliefs, but then what do you do when this life is in you?
That's a whole that. No, yeah. I'm with you. I actually see you.
Can of worms opened. Mm-hmm. It's nice to say, okay, well, we shouldn't take any life off the earth that's precious. But what if this life that you're bringing forth is going to be caused nothing but pain and misery because you brought it and you can't support it?
At the end of the day, you have to really think, well, if you're going to give birth, do you have the means to support this child?
Yeah.
Do you have the means to provide a life for a family?
Dun, dun,
at such
dun.
And that's the golden question right there is, can you handle it?
Yeah.
At the end of it. So I think to all those that want to have kids or those that find themselves in unfortunate situations where, you know, it's unplanned, think about how you plan on supporting that child in that situation. Like, these are just the things you should probably think about and consider before going out and getting into these situations.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion.
Use a condom, America.
Thank you. America, use a condom.
Yep.
And that is that.
So what was our next very interesting?
Moving on. Carlos, I think you know way more about this next subject than I do.
Ooh, this is fun. This was what I mentioned last week. I was very interested in this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Piercings. Now, this past week, I was curious. I knew I was going to be talking about piercings a little bit. I talked to a friend who is currently in the process of raising money to get her nipples pierced.
Really?
Really.
Wait, actually, so she's getting, like, a fundraiser.
She is raising funds for her piercings, and this was a very interesting thing that I found out.
That is dedication.
I found out that the reason she's getting her nipples pierced was because she posted on Facebook a post that said, if 100 people like this post, I will get my nips pierced.
See?
To quote, not trying to be
vulgar. Yeah.
That is how she...
I don't know how I feel about that.
I think that it opens up a very interesting case for youth culture piercing. Mm-hmm. I think that we could say that there's, a lot of interesting piercings that are being developed right now. There's those giant gauge thingies, and those are not new.
Yeah, that's tradition for, like, a lot of cultures across the world.
But it's not tradition for young white kids.
There it is.
Oh, not until recently. Not until recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot more people, not just white people, a lot more Spanish people, the gauges and, interesting lip piercing kind of thing. It's definitely a new trend. I think we could say it's coming back. I know there are different trends of piercing earlier in history. I can't really compare it to someone who puts a plate in their lip, but I mean, it's a similar type of stretching of the skin, marking ages specifically.
My question to you, Carlos, I just want to, ask you this just because, like I said, you know probably way more about piercings than I do. I've never been into it. Like, I've seen, like, little interesting documentaries, and I know people that have, like, a lot of piercings, you know what I mean? But
I've had a lot of piercings.
You've had a lot. There we go.
Do not anymore.
But with that being said, do you feel like there's, with the gauges and everything, like you were just saying, do you feel like there is a lack of maybe cultural reverence to, just to those, those other cultures that actually use that as some sort of a tradition or, religious aspect to it? Like, do you think that people are kind of not paying as much attention to that anymore? Or
To the cultural roots of these? Well, when from personal experience, when I pierced my ear, I did it so that I would stand out, as interesting as it is that you would bring up the cultural aspect of piercing, I think that it's a part of the way that youth today identify themselves as special. Or here I am, look at my giant ears. People used to do this a long time ago. I'm awesome. I think there's a certain a level of knowledge about the customs that these piercings came
from. Okay. So, all right. So you feel like, at least they know about the history and things like that. Okay.
My friend with the fundraiser for her piercings, definitely, she has gauges herself. She knows all the culture. I was talking to her about this, too. She's a very interesting, very pierced girl. Some nose piercings. She has a cheek piercing, a diamond in her cheek.
Huh.
Yeah, real diamond in the rough. Strikes me as
nice. well done.
Good turn of phrase.
Well done.
But, you notice her. You pass this girl on the street, you say, hey, look at her. She has giant blue ears.
Mm.
So, it's, it lets you notice her.
Definitely. Good.
All right, so I know that there are a few local artists who are interested in mentioning.
Yes. So, all right, the lineup for the next couple of interviews that I plan on having for M. Jota Talks Music, I still haven't had a chance to sit down with my friend OHM, just because, he's all over the place, he's always performing and rapping somewhere, so it's, he's a hard man to get a hold of at times. But next episode, probably this week, of M. Jota Talks Music, or I guess whenever me and Carlos do this again, which will probably be sometime next week, as always, I will definitely have clips from an interview with OHM and maybe some tracks from his new mixtape. Definitely. Also, I've recently talked to several other good local MC friends of mine from the group Off Brand. They're part of the same exact label that I'm a part of.
The group what? From the label who?
The group Off Brand from the label Anything Goes Music Group.
They're
super cool.
How interesting.
Rap. Indeed.
Do they rap?
Yes.
Oh.
And they're very good.
Good.
All right. But Off Brand is, great group of guys. I went to high school with every single one of them, and I've been producing them for years, and we have been friends and, you know, just allies in, you know, the underground world of hip-hop for quite a number of years. So I plan on interviewing them. Actually, among the group is Quill Will, who I interviewed in the first episode of MJ Talks Music. He'll also be a part of that other interview with Off-Brand later on in the next couple weeks. So, and as far as, you know, local artists, that's all the news I have right now. Right. Just about. Okay. So.
Now, Irv, about local artists and local youth culture. I was talking to you about something earlier. Rap.
Oh, man.
Rap beef.
What's beef?
Local Philly beef.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of beef in these streets and not just in the hot dog vendors' carts.
Which is a topic we will get into later.
We will indeed.
Like, what do you want to know about beef? Just,
I guess, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people have seen the show Beef, and, you know, we hear about Cent versus Kanye, all this. What is a real beef like? Real young people in the streets have beef. Is it really as violent as...
First off, a lot of the hip-hop beef isn't actually as violent as it sounds sometimes. It depends, though. I think it's also a regional thing. The Drake and Common beef that's being made a big deal right now, that's going to die over.
Common?
Yeah.
Common is having a beef with Drake.
You didn't know?
No, I don't keep up with this news, but I'm a fan of Common.
You know what? You need to hear this clip.
This clip?
You need to hear a clip.
There's a clip.
There is a clip. Okay. We will play the clip. Give me 1 second.
Niggas trying to get my motto is Chicago bitch. Everybody know you sweet. What the problem is? Don't play dumb. I'm the one that acknowledged it. Son of a bitch, I imagine what your father is. She said, how you make your opponent the rapper of the moment? His style, he don't own it. Acting all hard when he hardly like that. You gon' mess around and make me catch your body like that. Don't do it, cause every song you make, Joe, is really whole music. I heard you said you wasn't a bitch cause you sing. You a bitch cause you cling like a bitch that's 18. Can't say my name but rap about a nigga's wife. You so black and white trying to live a nigga's life. I'm taking too long with this amateur guy. You ain't wet nobody, nigga, you Canada dry.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make here.
Oh my god,
you
ripped his high yellow ass apart.
First off, here's my thing with beef though. Like my thing with this, Common, first off, Common air Drake. Look, I like Drake. I like Drake. All right, I'm gonna keep it real. I will keep it real. Yeah. I like Drake.
I don't.
But Carlos does not like Drake. I actually do like Drake. But you don't pick beef with Common. Common's a legend. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things you just don't do.
I think he's at the BET Award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon.
It's gonna be really interesting.
I heard Whitney was gonna be there. Now,
she's not. Want to get into the next topic?
I think we need to get into the next topic.
I think we'll get into there's a big thing about rap beef. I'm actually very passionate about rap beef. Not being involved in it, but I'm passionate about the history of rap beef. But for time purposes, we will cover that on another show. But for the last topic, for the next, you know, topic, it's hard for, I think, both of us just because, you know, she's been around.
Such a legend.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Whitney Houston passed away, I think sometime yesterday. And, I'm sure everyone's just kind of, you know, it's hard because I don't think anyone really saw her death coming so soon.
Yeah.
So suddenly.
Definitely.
You know.
I was thrown by it. I was definitely thrown when I heard. It was actually, I was in the car with my parents and they said, you hear that Whitney Houston passed away? And I was taken aback. I gave this horrible, like, aghast look. I was like, Whitney Houston! And and they said, yeah. And then we all just kind of hung our heads for a minute. Didn't know what else to do.
Exactly. And I was, you know, I'm with you on that. Like, when I found out, I was actually recording, believe it or not. I was recording with a fellow artist of mine on my label. And we were at my house, in the studio at my house. And we, you know, she was on Twitter and she said, wait, Whitney Houston died. And I stopped. I had to stop the recording and I looked at it like, there's no way that's real. I refuse to believe Whitney Houston has passed away in 2012 already. Like, I think it's just I was taken aback, as you said. Like, I think it was something that a lot of people didn't really see coming. We didn't know if she, everyone knew that, you know, she had the drug problem. But aside from that, no one knew that whether or not she was having any kind of health, significant health issues.
Actually?
Was she?
You know, I don't know if this relates to health issues in general, but I was given to understand that she did some concerts over in Europe fairly recently, and that the fans of her, you know, she has had lifelong fans, people have loved her music for generations, but at these latest set of concerts, I was given to understand that her voice was not at its best. People said that it was raspy, she wasn't sounding. I'm putting that out there, that's what I think I read in Metro or something.
One thing that I don't appreciate about something I witnessed shortly after her death, on Twitter, you know how many people could only comment on the fact that, you know, she was on drugs. It's like they completely forgot about the lifetime of great music that she released in her time of living, back when she was in her prime.
Oh, it's The Bodyguard.
Are you
kidding me?
All it's those great movies, the music. I mean, Whitney Houston was not only a person, but every track that she put out was an experience.
Gold.
It was, thank you. It was gold. And I think her music needs to be cherished and remembered. And I think we need to remember her as she was.
Gold.
You know, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, she was one of the most talented and vibrant female vocalists to ever grace a stage. And with that being said, I think that, Whitney Houston will be dearly missed and remembered for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
And will go down in history as one of the just pioneers in I think not only pop but even soul. She had so much soul to her voice.
Yeah, you can't even call and, straight up pop.
Exactly. So, you know, rest in peace, Whitney Houston.
Amen.
You will be missed.
Yeah.
So that's done.
Well, I think we were talking about beef.
Talking about beef.
I have my personal own kind of beef that I think I need to share with America.
Carlo's got a beef, ladies and gentlemen.
I do. And it's not all beef, I will tell you that. The hot dog carts in this city. I love them, but
don't believe the hype, yo.
I love them, but
don't believe the hype.
It's a serious issue. These hot dogs are mostly zebra. Or I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't love it.
Okay, now my question to you is, here's my thing. Does it still taste like a hot dog if it is zebra? Now, what are hot dogs made of to begin with?
If you were raised in Philadelphia, that is what a hot dog tastes like. The first time I had a brand of hot dog that we bought in a store and not in a car, I was like, Mom, I can't taste the boot. What is this? It was weird for me because I had, you know, a natural all beef, 100% whatever animal beef is hot dog. I mean, I'm pretty sure a hot dog is made from pig. Hot dog is pig. Yes,
I think
I'm fairly certain hot dog is pig, and you know the pig is a perfect animal. We eat pretty much every part of the pig. Every part.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's see: pig knuckles, chitlins, hams.
Yep.
My dogs eat pig ears.
Not really.
My dogs,
nice.
in a pet store, there's a bin of pig ears every time you walk in. We use every part of the pig. I feel like we're doing a disservice to the memory of every pig that was killed for a hot dog if we're not putting all of that pig in there.
Carlos, I didn't know you were so passionate about this subject.
You know, I feel very strongly about food. And
so I see.
You know, I did used to volunteer for PETA, but that's a whole different thing.
Wow.
I do not associate myself with PETA at this moment just because, you know, I've moved past that stage of my life. But I still feel very strongly about animal rights. And I feel very strongly about food. I do.
I think most people should. It's food. Food feeds the world.
It's a big issue.
You know? So, with that being said, McDonald's, I heard y'all just stopped putting all that pink stuff in your burgers. So, what are you replacing that with? But I digress.
Zebra.
McDonald's uses zebra to make their patties. False advertisement. We don't actually mean that.
They switched from armadillo to zebra. They got the whole alphabet in there now.
These are not shots at McDonald's. We're just being goofy. But once again, this is Irving Carlos on MJ the Talks.
Mm-hmm.
We're just about hitting up the end of the show.
Yeah, last 5 minutes. Banter?
Banter? Friendly banter.
Friendly banter time.
Friendly banter time indeed.
Okay, have you ever seen The Biggest Loser?
Yeah, I've
never seen it. People
really?
People tell me to watch The Biggest Loser.
I don't think it's great.
Okay, okay.
Like, I've seen it.
Oh, what about The Voice? You've seen The Voice?
No.
What?
Here's my thing. Okay, see, I'm actually glad we hit this. I can't watch any more of these talent shows.
No.
America's Got Talent.
No.
American Idol. America This. American Soccer Player. I can't do it.
No,
It's too much.
No. America's Kids Got Singing.
Talent. America's Kids Got Singing.
It's from 30 Rock. But actually, The Voice is really... I mean, you know, I'm not working for the people who produce The Voice.
We trust you, Carlos.
Uh-huh.
We trust you.
Carlos, where'd you get that new gold watch? I found it. No, but seriously, The Voice is a great new and innovative version of these talenty shows because each celebrity has a team of people. I mean, you watch these celebrities, you're like, who's going to get this guy? Who's going to get this person? And they compete.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a competition than it is a talent show. And it's funny as all get out. I swear, I love seeing these celebrities. And they're funny, they're competitive, they have talented singers too, which is what makes the show so powerful. But it's all around just great entertainment.
Never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, I guess, for me, entertainment isn't, and it's ironic that I would say this, because I'm the one that, you know, Carlos, I know you relate to this with me, like, we both love music a lot,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're a singer, and you already know, I play a bunch of instruments, mm-hmm. as well as, I'm, you know, building my way up in the underground hip hop scene.
Renaissance.
So, something like that. I'm working on it, you know. But,
Renaissance,
but yeah.
Renaissance, man.
God.
Renaissance, man.
Snoop Dogg language. shout out to Snoop Dogg for making his own language. I don't know. I can't really sit through those anymore. I used to love to sit and watch American Idol. Maybe it's the selection process sometimes.
That's what I like about The Voice, though. The selection process is so different.
I respect the selection process on The Voice. I don't know if it's really something that grabs my attention, but it's definitely better than what I've seen in the past. Like, it's completely different, because it's like, okay, you actually got celebrities that are prevalent in the music industry and know what they're talking about, picking artists. And I'm like, I feel like it's a better way to go. But I don't know. I guess it's just not my cup of tea.
It's not your thing. Yeah. I like it. I think it's a good show. Now, with that, I think I need to hear that common clip one more time. Can we go out on that?
All right. So there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this has been M. Jota Talks. I am your host, Irving.
I am Carlos. We love you, America.
All right. And remember, kids, use condoms. Once again, here is the common dissing Drake over the Stay Scheming instrumental. Check it out. And this is M. Jota Talks. See you all soon.
Infamous. This clip is going to be infamous.
Indeed.
Oh, my God.
My motto is Chicago bitch. Everybody know you sweet. What the problem is? Don't play dumb. I'm the one that acknowledged it. Son of a bitch, I imagine what your father is. She said, how you make your opponent the rapper of the moment? The style, you don't own it. Acting all hard when he hardly like that. You gon' mess around and make me catch your body like that. Don't do it, cause every song you make, Joe, is really whole music. I heard you said you wasn't a bitch cause you sing. You a bitch cause you cling like a bitch that's 18. Can't say my name but rap about a nigga's wife. You so black and white trying to live a nigga's life. I'm taking too long with this amateur guy. You ain't wet nobody, nigga, you Canada dry.